Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord once again to break the bread of life and to share the word that God has for us to listen to and study this afternoon. It's good to study God's word because when you study God's word, it leads us down a path where that when the time comes that we are up against obstacles, up against the wolves and the wilds in this land, we can use the word of God to defend us when we are up against a hard spot. I just want to give God the honor this afternoon that's due to him. Because I always want to give God the honor before I start because God is so good to me. And I know God is good to you. If you're still in the line of the living and you're still prospering and still have your health and still have your strength, God is good. He's better than good. He's beyond good. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't state it enough because God has watched over me when I couldn't even watch over myself. I want to give him honor and that honor that's due to him. And I want to thank and honor Apostle Mercer for allowing this radio station through the Holy Spirit of God to keep on working. The devil sometimes will come in and try to steal our joy and try to shut us down. But they can't shut us down. The devil can't shut us down because we are serving a good God. We are God's ambassadors. We are God's apostles. We are God's prophets. We are God's disciples. And the devil can't shut us down. He can try. He can knock and he can knock and he can knock. He can be like a Humpty Dumpty who sat on a wall and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. But all king's horses, all king's men couldn't put it back together again. We are God's chosen ones, and the devil don't have no power. The only power the devil has over us is we have to let him. And here on this radio station, we are not going to allow him to have that power because we're not going to let him. Thank Apostle for all that you do, and thank her for keeping this station going on. And thank her for even choosing and chose and came one day and asked me to participate on this station. It's going on now a year and almost a half, and my wife and myself, we are still on this station, not because of man. We are on this station because we want to lift up the name of Jesus. And if we lift him up from this earth, he said, I would draw all men unto me. And that's what we are here for, to lift him up. I miss my wife Amanda tonight because she is back at work again. This is her night to work. And you know, she's a great helpmeet to me, you know, because when I'm on this station, it allows me to have more meditation time because she will give y'all upon a view that God gives her. But tonight, this is my teaching night, so she don't be with me on this teaching night, but I still miss her presence just being around me on this particular night. But we're going to move on accordingly. And you see, because God is so good, God is so good that we going to do what he wants us to do. And I'm going to be coming and teaching out of the book of Romans tonight, the 7th chapter of the book of Romans. I'm going to take parts of the whole chapter, that 7th chapter, and teach from. But I'm looking, my main scripture is the sixth verse. And the sixth verse reads as the following. I hope you will follow with me. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, not in the old way of the written code. Romans 7, 6. And as I move on, let me look to him. It's praying time. Most holy God, my heavenly Father, the God of Isaac, Jacob, the God of our yesteryears and our solemn tears. Father God, it is again that I come now, as humble as I know how. I come lifting you up so that you can draw me near to your bleeding side. Speak to me this afternoon, my Father, and allow these here, your children, to hear what you will say through your servant. As we teach, Lord, I ask you to be the teacher, and I will be the instructor. As you teach, Lord, let it fall on listening ears, even those that don't know you, where they will come crying, what must I do to be saved? Right now, Lord, as I began to go into your word, I want you to give me the fine print. Give me what to say and how to break it down in a way where these here, your children, will understand, even understand so well that they will apply to their heart. So it'll be a light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet. Hide me now behind your secret desk and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. Amen. Amen. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength, do everything that I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Well, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Do you still remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you look below, it's worth now and then. They are pushing and shoving. They are crowding my mind. Well, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Listen, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Well, I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me today. Show me your way. One day at a time. One day at a time. Sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day that I have to do. Yes. The book of Romans, the 7th chapter and the 6th verse, I'm going to be focusing most of my teaching on this afternoon. But before I get into that, I'm going to be teaching this afternoon about what the Bible says about the three stages of man. What the Bible says about the three stages of man. But first of all, let us look at the book of Romans. The theme here, people everywhere can enjoy God's gracious gift of eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, who gives them the desire and the strength to obey the Lord. That's the theme here in the book of Romans. The author is Apostle Paul. You see, they can have a time here, but the time most scholars believe Paul wrote Romans in A.D. 57. And then it has a structure. The first section, chapters 1 and 8, expresses what has been called, listen now, write some of this down if you will, the gospel according to Paul. Meaning that the only way to fellowship with God is by grace through faith in the risen Jesus Christ. The second section, see, it's made up of three sections. The second section, chapter 9 through 11, verse 9 through chapter 9 through 11, expounds on Paul's expectation that the Jews who had largely refused this teaching will one day accept it. Say one day accept it. The final session, chapters 12 through 6, describes how people saved by grace through faith in Christ should live and behave. That's the structure of the books of Romans. And I want to share this with you before we get into our lesson. Trust in God means looking beyond what we can see to what God sees. Then we have peace with God, of oneness with God. Then as a children of the sovereign God, we are never victims of our circumstances. No Christian has ever been called to go it alone in his or her walk of faith. God's word is immovable, anchored in times of the storm. Is that all right? That's Paul's writing. What the Bible says about the three stages of man. Did you know man is divided up in three stages? Romans, the 7th chapter, Paul here is describing humans as being evil natural, said natural, carnal, or spiritual. The natural man is the unsaved person who can ride no higher than his intentional, his moral, or his violating powers can lift him. But listen here. The carnal man is a saved man who is still dominated at least partially by the power of sin. Cardinal minded, he is still dominated partially by the power of sin. And he lives under the control of the old nature of Adam within him. Now listen, this is what we really want to become. We want to become the spiritual man. The spiritual man is the believer by the Holy Spirit. My Lord, do you hear what I'm saying? Now we'll have three parts, and you see, I'm reminded here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, they are made up of three parts, and we are made up of three parts. The first here, I'm going to be teaching about this afternoon is the spiritual man. And you will find that in Romans 7, the first verse through the sixth verse. Follow after me. Paul, come on, Paul, said first that the spiritual man shows that he is delivered from the law. We are no longer under the law because we have been delivered from the law. Paul illustrates this with the same as with the married relationship, shows the vindictive of the claims of the law at the time. But we are no longer under the law here, Paul is saying. Because why, listen, I got to break it down just a little bit. Why are we not under the law now? Because Jesus was crucified on the cross for us, and we was crucified with him. And we died to sin, and we are no longer under the law that Moses brought us. How is this fight? The power of the law ends in death, revealed in the life of the spiritual man. Listen, he is no longer trying for victory anymore than he is trying to be saved. The spiritual Christian has discovered a more thrilling way to victory in his life. Because of the identification with Christ in his death. The claims of the law is broken, my sisters and my brothers. Because Jesus brought grace and the law no longer exists in us as Christians. Man-made laws. We have to live by man-made laws. But by God's law, we don't have to live by that no more. We live by grace. Because he told us in his word that grace is sufficient to all of us that are in Christ Jesus. Grace and his mercy. That's what brings us through many trials, many tribulations. Grace. Grace. The spiritual man. We're talking about the spiritual man now. He had also discovered a way out, a way to achieve victory. The failure of the flesh no longer overpowers him. See what Paul is saying here in his word this afternoon. Speak to us, Paul. Paul is saying here about when Jesus was crucified, our sinful flesh was overpowered by him. Because he died, we died. And the old man died along with him. And we became a new creation. Isn't that all right? We are no longer living in the old man's body. We need to be living in a new man because we are a new creation through Christ Jesus. Flesh no longer holds us. Flesh no longer overpowers us. But here Paul explains again. He says that one time, listen, we were natural beings. But here we find that the law ignited our sinful passions. It told us what sin is, even without giving us the power to overcome it. That's what the law told us. And it did not give us the power to overcome it. But we find in the Living Bible here, and in verse 6 it says, now you can really serve God. Not in the old way. Mechanically obeyed a set of rules. Come on now. But in the new way, with all of your heart and your mind. What are you talking about, preacher, here this afternoon? We can't serve God with just part of us. Paul is telling us we must serve him with our whole heart and with our whole mind, a mind that stays on God, where we will find out that everything is going to be all right. Because our mind has been changed. Changed to who? To Jesus Christ, the one that come down to 42 generations, come down to save the world from the sin. Our mind has been changed. And we are no longer living in that old man. We are a new man through Christ Jesus. Because he was crucified. We are crucified. Tell you something, my sisters and my brothers, you take note of this. Don't just wait until Sunday morning when you go to church to crucify your flesh. So that you can get up and be seen and show out. But we have to crucify this flesh that Jesus crucified on the cross. We got to daily crucify this flesh. every day of our lives, we got to crucify this flesh. My second point here that I'm teaching on this afternoon is the natural man. Look at Romans, the 7th chapter, in the 7th through the 13th verse. And it's going to tell you these things that I'm teaching on. You see, Paul in these verses explained that the spiritual man is delivered from the law. The natural man, listen, is doomed by the law. Now, this is the natural man. The spiritual man, write it down, because I want you to have it so you can go back to it another time. The spiritual man is delivered from the law through who? Christ Jesus. But now we are talking about the natural man. Paul discovered that the law of God exposed the hidden nature of sin in his life. What Paul is trying to get us to see here is that the hidden nature of sin, the hidden sins that we partake in high, it will be exposed by God because God sees and knows everything. There's nothing that you can hide that God don't know about. You see, what I'm saying is you can put on sheep clothing and look good. Can I teach this thing? Look good on the outside, but on the inside, you got some hidden issues going on there of sin that you are carrying around with you. And if we as Christians are carrying those sins in our body and hiding them time and time again, we need to stop for a while. I got to teach to you this evening. We got to stop and recognize ourselves. We got to go to the mountain to speak to the Lord as Moses went upon the mountain. But we don't have to go up on of Mount Sinai. All we got to do is go to God with our minds and speak to him with our mouth to help us, clean us, get rid of those sins that's going to doom our soul to hell. Here, Paul is talking about showing the simple man nature without God in his life. That's the first thing Paul was saying. But the second thing here Paul is saying, the law do but one thing, it activates his sinful nature. Paul was saying that before the law was instituted, there was freedom from an accusing conscience and a kind of false peace. Paul brought about his ignorance of sin. The coming of the law changed all of that. My Lord. It straightened an edge, revealed the crookedness in his human nature. The law of God, listen, also shows us the seriousness of sin. I'm talking about the law of God. All sin. All sin. Can I say that again? Is against. Don't you know when we sin? It is against God. God don't like sin. God don't want us to sin. But his very spirit demands eternal damnation. Said damnation. Eternal damnation. And condemnation. Condemnation. That's what eternal, that sin against God, it damns our souls to a fiery pit in hell if we don't change. And there are at least 15, listen, Hebrew words in the Old Testament for sin. They cover the entire of all a possible kind, wrong attitudes toward and action against God and others. 15 now, in the Hebrew words, in the Old Testament. And the Greek New Testament has almost as many words to cover the various kinds of sin. When you consider all of the words for sin, you will have an idea of what God thinks about sin in all of its forms. When you color those words, listen, I'm going to shoot one out there. God says in his word, he says, the wages of sin is death. That I have for you is eternal life. The gift brings eternal life. The law cannot save. Say the law cannot save. Salvation alone is a gracious gift that God incomparable has for us through grace. Here, Paul, as a sinner, found that even his best efforts to win salvation were no avail. And the law that stood before Paul here, it was holy. It was just. And it was good. Holy, just, and good. It was an incrossable barrel. Best more efforts he could even administer up and died under the relentless searchlight of God's perfect law. God's perfect law. That Paul, he died to the natural man. And he became the spiritual man. Now, 3 years that I'm going to be talking about. There are 3 parts. First was the spiritual man. Second was the natural man. Now we're going to learn about the carnal man. Romans 7, 14 through 18. It tells me in my lesson here that if the spiritual man is delivered from the law by grace of God, and the natural man is doomed by the law, by the same token, the carnal man is defeated by the law. Say defeated. The carnal man is defeated. You see, the spiritual man was delivered from the law by the grace of God. And the natural man is doomed by the law, by the same token. Carnal man is defeated by the law. Between what the law demands, what the flesh can produce. There is a great gulf fixed. The temptation of the carnal man, the saved but the defeated Christian, is continuously, listen, to revert to human effort and good works as a means of meriting God's approval. But the word, listen, karma, it describes then as a Christian who to save power of the flesh. Paul gonna show us in verses 15 and 17. Paul shows us that conflict in the exes, in the carnal Christian. There is a crash within the carnal man because of the old Adamite nature and a new Christ-like nature existing side by side. One is contrary to the other. Can I fix that a little bit better so you can understand? One is pulling one way, and one is pulling another way. Because by being a carnal man, we are living in a lifestyle where that we are cardinal Christians, but we are in a crash with the cardinal man because of the old nature. Old nature is pulling, that's the flesh. Adam nature is pulling, that's the flesh, against the new Christ-like nature that exists in us. But they are working and walking side by side because we don't give up. We don't give up sometimes those fleshly things that will damn our soul to hell. Paul tells us that when we are in a situation where that flesh, the Bible teaches, that the flesh is always weak, but the spirit is willing. So what are you talking about, Bishop? That's why we have to crucify what? Flesh crucified. Flesh has to be pressed down. Flesh has to be moved. When we become a new creation, the old man is supposed to move out of the way of the new man that we become. We, the old things that we used to do, it should not be existing today because we have had a change. A change has come over us. And that change is through Jesus the Christ. You see where I'm coming from here? That's why the Bible says of that every man has three stages. He has a spiritual stage, and he has a natural stage, and he has a cardinal stage. So all of those stages is picking up residence time and time again within us. But we want to, you know this, allow the spiritual man, that Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us, to overshadow the natural man and overshadow the cardinal man, and we become spiritually inborned. My Lord, we become spiritually inborned. We no longer want to live fleshly. We want to live spiritually. My Bible here teaches a deep verse. I know. I'm looking here. I'm taking this out of the Living Bible. I know I am rotten through and through, so far as my old sinful nature is concerned. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. Lord have mercy. I want to. We want to. Time and time again when we're caught up in these situations. But I can't. Paul here describes a conflict within himself. So intent that he was almost pulled apart at times. And afterlife, only in our daily, listen, submission to the Holy Spirit, every now and then when we feel like we are being pulled apart like Paul, we need to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Why, preacher? Because we have to stop and think for a little while and allow the Holy Spirit have its way with us. He will bring us out of all kinds of situations when we are going through something. If we allow the Holy Spirit to take hold of us and take us under his wing and guide us through that situation, we gotta stop, my sisters and my brothers, trying to take and do it all on our own. If the Holy Spirit lives within us, we got to give authority to the Holy Spirit to take charge of our situation. That's why we mess up sometimes. We are too strung up. We are too strung up on our way. It's going to be our way or it's going to be the highway. We are too strung up on just doing things the way that we see fit. But that's when we mess up. Can I tell you all tonight? We mess up by trying to go ahead of the Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside of us. We do. We put that aside, the Holy Ghost power, and we begin to do our thing. Do that sound good for tonight? We begin to do But we got to be reminded here, if we allow the Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside of us to have his way with us and guide us and teach us and show us and nourish us and build us and make us, we would not be in the situations that we are in right now. The Holy Ghost power, what good is he living on the inside of us and we will not allow him to take charge of us? Don't you know, my sisters and my brothers, the Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside of us, he will show us all things. Not only that, he will tell us all things. There's nothing hid that he will not tell us. Even if we got a sin that's bogging us down, don't you know that Holy Ghost power, Lord have mercy, it will stir up our mind and it will allow us to be able to see that sin fall, that sin that we are here, that sin that is bogging us and keeping us at a standstill point. But if we listen, open our ears in this hour that lives, he will speak to us. He will show us. And he will guide us. You see, he is a person. Did you know that he was a person? He is a person. He's not a it. He's a he or him. He's a person. That's why Jesus said, I'm going away one day. Going to prepare a place for you. Where I am now, you shall be also. That's why Jesus said when he was on his way, getting ready to leave us, getting ready to go to the cross. That's why he said, I pray to my Father that my Father wouldn't leave you comfortless, that I will pray that he would send down the Holy Ghost. So that the Holy Ghost, what do the Holy Ghost do? Don't y'all know? Holy Ghost is a keeper. Holy Ghost is a friend that sticks closer than the brother. Father and your mother forsaken you. The Holy Ghost will pick you up. He will pity you like a little child. Do you hear where I'm coming from here tonight? If you let the Holy Ghost have his way, if you let the Holy Ghost have his way, you will walk in the status of the Holy Ghost. You will be able to live a clean, straight life in the status of the Holy Ghost, because he is a keeper. He's a present help in the time of our storm. He's a way maker. He makes a way out of no way. He is even shines like the rose in Sherman, because he is the Holy Ghost. The power that Jesus says that I'm leaving with you. I'm going away, but the Holy Ghost will stay with you until I come again. But that's what happens, my sisters and my brothers. That's why we get ourselves in trouble. That's why we have those dark days, because we're trying to do it on our own. But we can't do it on our own. We got to give it up to the Holy Ghost. You see, when you give it up to the Holy Ghost, we'll find that everything is going to be all right. And I'm almost through. The last verse here in Romans 7, Paul asks, who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death. You know what Paul says here? Paul says, thanks be to God, who delivers me through my Lord, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 24 and 25, who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Don't you know we have been delivered? We have been set free through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. When he went up on Golgotha's hill, he didn't go there for himself. He went up on Golgotha's hill. He went there to save a dying world from their sins. And he gave up his life. He ransomed his life. Because you know, he said, he told us in his word that he laid down his life on his own. No man, he said, no man, note this now, can take it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to take up my life. I'm going to lay it down for the sins of all mankind. Jesus paid it all. Paid it all for us. And we have to note here that when we are going through these various stages that we have inherited time and time again from the beginning. When Adam sinned, man fell from grace. So now we have another chance to get it right. We have another chance, my friends, to set things in order. We have another chance if we would allow Holy Spirit wreck with us, in us. We would become like that spiritual man. The Spirit lives, and it lives in us. If we become like that spiritual man, put away. You know, I love that saying. Now, I'm going to say this in my closing. When I was a child, listen, I spoke like a child. But when I became a man, I put away all childish ideas because I had died the natural man, and I grew up and I became the spiritual man, and it brought me into a new creation. Isn't that all right? We are no longer, we are Christians. We are no longer dressed in that spiritual, in that natural man's stage. We should be dressed in the spiritual man's stage. Bible says without the law, we would not know what sin is. And God drew attention to our transgressions so we will understand our needs for the grace and the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. You see, the word, let us say word, word of who? Word of God. What do the word of God do? It reveals his character to who? Not only his character, it reveals his holiness to us. It reveals his righteousness to us. It reveals his justice to us. And listen at this. It reveals his goodness us. It reveals his kindness to us. And it can go on and on and on. More and more it reveals to us, to him. As a reflection of him, the word both celebrates his perfect nature and reveals to us our fault so that we can understand, Lord have mercy, our need for his grace. And I'm finished. The Spirit of God, it lives within us. There is, the Bible teaches and talks about three stages that you have received something from Paul's writings here this afternoon. Three stages of man. The first stage is the spiritual man. The second stage is the natural man. And the third stage is the carnal man. Note them and focus on them. And let the Holy Ghost power that lives on the inside control and guide you through those steps. Be spiritual like he is. Be spiritual. Most Holy God, I am the Father's again that our time has come to a close here tonight. But Lord, I ask you before I go away from my secret death, I pray, Lord, that you would have your way with us. Look down on us, Lord, and whatever you see that's not like you, make it as it would be you. Lord, I pray that you would forgive us of our sins, blot out our transgressions, hold us in the palm of your hand. If there might be one out there tonight that don't know you by the pardon of his sins, I pray, Lord, they come crying, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I ask you right now, just let them have an open up mind to believe on you, and they shall. Lord, I thank you right now for the teaching and the engulfing of your word here this afternoon. Lord, it brings food for my spiritual body, and I hope that it has brought food for someone that's listening spiritual body. Now, as I go down from this place, I pray, O Lord, that the sweet communion of your Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide within us, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Go in peace, because God is our helper in a time of a storm, in a time of need. Go in peace and study him, Jesus.